About 1,500 teenagers age out of foster care every year in Texas. Some of them are success stories, like Dustin Haley. He was put into foster care when he was 8 years old.
My mom was abusive to my sisters mostly. She was alcoholic, did drugs. They were just getting in a fight, and my mom, like, actually a physical fight, and they ended up outside on the front lawn fighting, and my other sister, Erin, called the police, and the police came, and a CPS caseworker came and took us to a shelter.
That began Haley's 10-year journey through the Texas foster care system. He's now 21 years old. He's in his junior year at the University of Texas at Austin, and he's volunteering as a court-appointed special advocate for other foster kids.
Well, for me, like, I had a lot of caring adults in my life, but I feel like none of them really, I didn't connect with any of them, and I really want to connect with a kid and help them realize their potential, not get down and dejected in the system, because it is tough.
Even some 18-year-olds with generous, loving parents would have a hard time living independently. But 18-year-olds who have no parents, no adoptive family, and have bounced around 30 different foster homes, they're facing even longer odds.
He did have a job for a while. He lived in Austin for a little while, and he ended up moving to Houston. Went there, met some friends, and that was it. And then he ended up being homeless.
That's Michael Salazar with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. He sees a lot of what he calls unfortunate cases. Studies suggest that anywhere from 15 to 40% of foster children experience homelessness within a year and a half of aging out of the system. Steve Busey with the local nonprofit LifeWorks tries to help them.
I like to think about it this way. These kids have been classified as this and that, and we subgroup, well, he's a foster kid or he's a kid with mental health problems. Blah, blah, blah. In reality, especially once they turn 18, that's my neighbor.
Busey says that's why he thinks the most important thing to do for so-called emancipated foster youth is to make them feel like they're part of a larger community.
My sense of doing this for 42 years is that that's the key. When you feel like you're being cared for, when you feel like you're a part of a community, and when you're able to give back, whether it's the church, the neighborhood, whatever it is, it's getting those kids connected to a community. That, to me, that's the biggest barrier.
We are going to the Youth Transitional Center, which is a center designed to help youth who are aging out of foster care attain self-sufficiency.
LifeWorks Executive Director Susan McDowell is showing me around their brand new Youth and Family Resource Center in East Austin. The 30,000 square foot building opened last week behind Austin Community College's Eastview campus. Phase two of the project will see the construction of a 45-unit affordable housing development for young homeless people.
I think the challenges faced by youth who are aging out of foster care have definitely gotten more visibility over the last few years, and you've seen the community very, very willing to respond. In addition to us building our support continuum for youth who are aging out, you have other service providers who traditionally served younger children in foster care who are now seeing, you know, the tremendous need we have as they're aging out.
The Austin Children's Shelter, for example, opened two cottages in 2010 for young men and women who are aging out of foster care. And just in September, a local nonprofit called Settlement Home for Children opened transitional living apartment units for young women aging out of foster care. 19-year-old Rhea Woods is one of the residents, and she says she's not sure where she would be without the program.
Honestly, I would probably be in jail for my anger. Well, my old anger. I used to have a lot of anger, and I didn't want anybody messing with me. I'd probably be in jail if I wasn't here. Yeah.
Now she's taking classes and working and wants to study child psychology. The Settlement Homes Residence Program is run by Crimson Holland. She says she's noticed a shift in attitudes at the state level over the past 5 or 6 years over how to deal with young foster kids who are gaining their autonomy.
The old school way of they have to have an adult with them at all times until they turn 18, there's a different perspective now of young adults where 16, 17, they need to go out in the community. They need to learn how to ride the bus. They need to have a cell phone. They need to have those opportunities. Whereas before, the way that things were set up with supervision and licensing and those kind of things, you were at risk, you know, really, if you allowed kids to do that.
But for all the progress and shifting attitudes at the state level, the Department of Family and Protective Services acknowledges the current foster care system is structurally flawed. That's why DFPS is in the middle of overhauling it. It wants to place children in foster care as close to their hometowns as possible and do a better job of putting them in permanent homes. But it may be too late to avoid serious legal repercussions. A New York-based child advocacy group filed a class action lawsuit against the state last year on behalf of 12,000 kids in long-term foster care. The group Children's Rights alleges the state has failed to get those foster kids into permanent homes, leaving them without parents to lean on when they turn 18 and try to make it on their own. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.